Fancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Hey everybody, it's Tim. Want to let you know before we started this week, we forgot to do Tan Laughs on the show. Tan Laughs is, of course, the feature where we tell jokes that you send in. And we didn't do it just because we forgot, but honestly, we could use more jokes. Not as many jokes are coming in as used to. So please, if you have a funny joke that you'd like us to read, send it in to yourmom@tancast.com or email us individually, whoever you want to tell the joke, either Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. But I'm not going to leave you jokeless for this week, so to start off this week's episode, it's Dueling Yo Mama Jokes from Paula Poundstone and Roy Blunt Jr. And this is taken from A Prairie Home Companion's Pretty Good Jokes, which is available from High Bridge Audio, wherever quality audiobooks are sold.
People don't tell jokes the way they used to. I used to hear jokes all the time. I heard them from the barber, from the waitress at the cafe. I never hear him now. I don't know why.
Tan laughs.
Your mama is so fat, when her beeper goes off, people think she's backing up.
Yeah, your mama's so fat, when she goes to the movies, she sits next to everyone.
Your mama's so fat, when she goes in a restaurant, she looks at the menu and says, okay.
Your mama's so fat, she has to iron her pants on the driveway.
Your mama's so fat, she puts her lipstick on with a paint roller.
Your mama's so fat, she has to pull down her pants to get in her pocket.
Your mama's so fat, you have to take a train and two buses just to get on her good side.
Your mama's so fat, she has to wake up in sections.
Your mama's so fat, she sat on a quarter and a booger popped out of George Washington's nose.
Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
Tancast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together. Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta, Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies, TV,
tech,
politics, food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple, or sometimes just stories of the good old days. These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content. This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, bitches!
Let's get ready to yamba! Fuck. I was trying to think of words to say. I started
to yamfuck?
I was gonna say ramble, yamble.
Ramble.
I think yeah. Ramble is what I was going for, but for some reason
yammer?
My brain was like...
Ramble and yammer both got locked into your head at the same time?
Yeah.
Pushing past each other is like two fat guys trying to get into the buffet at the same time. Just
that was
wheezing.
So awesome.
They came up with
it was yammer. All this build up for nothing. Let's get ready. Oh, fuck it.
I give up.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
Oh, shit.
It is a new year. Man, I was just about to say, same old, but... no, Noah dropping a fail early, but then also being the N in Tancast? I don't know what to think.
What do I do? What do I do with my life now?
Down is up. Up is down.
I think I just pooed on my chair a little.
By the way, if anybody was curious, this is episode 133.
And I just
pee.
Sure.
I think we talked over each other, but fine.
We did, but not in the edit, so I'm just going to leave it. I'll laugh at both jokes just in case.
I just went pee.
That was for one of you.
Hold your pee.
That was for the other.
All right.
You're the best, Tim.
Around. Nothing's ever gone.
You were going to tell us a story about Wikipedia?
Apparently Michael Jackson wasn't circumcised.
Oh.
And the kid described his penis and they had to take pictures of it, he described him as circumcised. I can't believe that didn't... I mean, I don't know how you're going to report that in the news in the family dinner hour, but like...
Breaking
seems
news!
Like that's pretty much...
Wait.
Oh, wait. The kid's full of shit.
So did you... Where did you hear this?
Wikipedia.
Oh. Well, I don't know if I would trust that.
Well, there were sources cited. Granted, I didn't click through them, but there were sources cited for both things.
So they were saying he was not circumcised.
Yes, and they said it was confirmed in his autopsy. And that's where the source was cited. Like, you could go check out his autopsy. I'm like, I'm good.
Wow, the kid was full of shit.
I'm skeptical.
Speaking of his autopsy, did you guys hear that it was either TLC or Discovery was going to do, like, a made-for-TV event that, like, recreated the autopsy?
And it got canceled.
Yeah.
This actually came up on New Year's.
Yes, you and your wife argued about it fiercely.
Yes. She digs in sometimes.
That was so odd.
Even though we had just heard on the radio that they had canceled it.
She's like, but it isn't canceled. And you're like, yes, it is. She's like, no. And then they got swords out and started fighting. Clang, clang.
It was like, do, 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 do. Something like that.
You mean, do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do, do, do. Was that what you were going for, Noah?
Yep.
You get worse with that song every time you try.
I think soon I'll just start doing the Inception music.
Well, I remember one time, like, it was just all happy, like,
I jazzed it up a little bit.
We're going to fight. Get it. Get it. Look out, Spock.
I think you could take just about anything and put it to Inception music, and it'll make it, like, more dramatic. Like, people have been doing that. I'm like, really? I don't think you really did a great job editing this trailer to this song, this music. The music just lends itself.
Yes, we had that theory about, well, a similar theory about the music from The Rock.
Yes.
Yes.
How it just made everything sound more triumphant.
Yep.
So then we started just using it all the time. Whenever we did something, we're like, ba-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Didn't we once slow-mo walk into a TGI Fridays to that?
Sounds like us.
Yeah.
Someone did Eternal Sunshine on the Spotless Mind. That was kind of cool. It was like a mashup. But then someone else posted something else. I'm like, oh, this is not really that great. It's just the music makes it seem a little bit more dramatic. But I cannot remember.
Do one with a screwball comedy and edit it to the Inception music.
I will find out because it was actually one of our friends who posted it, and I will look it up.
Oh, I think, what's his name? Chris Hardwick, who's got an awesome last name. I think he'd posted one where it was Home Alone.
Nice.
And Inception. Let me see if I can find that.
Speaking of Chris Hardwick, if you have not listened to the Nerdist podcast episode where he does a stand-up special or something like that. I can't remember what it is. I think Comedians You Should Know. That's what it's called. You should listen to it. That is a funny fucking episode. And two people I've worked with are on the show, Jackie Cation and Kyle Kinade. Kyle Kinade's, they're both funny, but Kyle Kinade's bit made me fucking piss my pants laughing.
All right.
Was helpful that I was on the toilet at the time, so...
But why are your pants still on?
You know, that was just poor planning.
Ghostbusters, that's what it was. I just linked it.
And the one that that Hardwick had posted was Christmas in Nerdland, Kevin McAllister versus the zombies from I Am Legend. So I was 50% right, but completely off topic.
Your mama was off topic. Kicking it back in the goo.
I think when Inception comes out on Blu-ray, I'm going to watch it again.
I think it's out.
Is it already? I saw a thing for it on Jonah Hex, so I wasn't sure if it was out yet or if it was coming soon. I don't know. I don't think I liked it as much as everyone else did. Same thing with Social Network. So I'm like, maybe I missed something. Like, it was good, but I don't know if it was as good as everyone else was like, oh my gosh. Fresh. So I'm going to watch again.
I'm pretty sure I saw it at Redbox last night, but now I can't remember.
Inception released on DVD and Blu-ray December 3rd in France and December 7th in the U.S.
It may not be on Netflix yet, though.
I believe it is.
We'll have to check.
In fact, I'm pretty sure it's in my Netflix queue.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it does.
You can add shit that's in theaters right now in your Netflix queue.
I put shit that was never made in my Netflix queue.
No, you didn't.
You should put Ghostbusters 3 in your Netflix queue and see if that gets the lead out of Bill Murray's ass.
I think it actually be in theater. I don't think it could be announced, but I don't know. I have not tested it.
Put it in your queue!
I'll put you in my queue, baby.
Oh, yeah. It's available on Netflix.
Sweet.
Boom. Suck it.
Oh, shibbity shabbity shibbity shibbity shabbity.
I'll watch it again.
Yep. All those things. Oh, I finally watched the end of Law Abiding Citizen over this week.
And what did you think? Did we go see that, Tim?
Yes, we did. I think we went with our respective wives.
It was one of those movies where they can't just, show you what a badass the guy is supposed to be and, have you discover over the course of the movie, oh my god, that guy's, so far out above in front of everybody, Usual Suspects. No, they actually bring a guy in to do exposition and tell you, well, he's a total badass. He's gonna fucking waste you. All right, thanks, dude.
Well, I don't think this movie was as finely crafted as Usual Suspects.
No.
It was an interesting...
Well, yeah, all you have to do is look at the cast sheet starring Jamie Foxx. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
You're not a fan of Jamie Foxx?
I've adjusted my level accordingly. I'm not a fan of Jamie Foxx. I just don't... I don't think Jamie Foxx equals cinema gold.
I mean, he was really good in Ray.
Yeah, he was.
You know, I haven't seen Ray, so...
He was really, really good in Ray. But, Noah, go ahead and name another one where he was really, really good.
Well, I haven't seen it, so I cannot speak of personal experience, but The Soloist is supposed to be really good.
I seem to recall The Soloist getting predominantly negative reviews, or mixed reviews at best. Let's check Rotten Tomatoes and see who's right.
God he got an Ali, nigga. Thank God he got an Ali, because nobody saw Held Up a Bait. Anybody see Held Up a Bait? I just did another joke that didn't go over. I'll never get a deal.
I liked him in Collateral Damage.
In case anybody was wondering, I was quoting the roast where somebody was trying to be funny and Jamie Foxx fucking destroyed that guy from the roasting chair. Good times. There's a link. In the show notes, not for you two faggots.
All right.
So wait, what did Jamie Foxx say?
Oh, have you never seen that?
No.
What?
I've never seen it either.
What?
Why would I see it? I don't follow around Jamie. I don't even watch Rose most of the time.
I didn't see it either. It was just something that got forwarded around. I figured it was on Dig. This shit is popular.
Oh,
it's got 3 million views. Come on.
Maybe I've seen it, but I just don't recall it.
You are a piece of shit. It was Rose for Emmett Smith, and it was held by Shaq, like he was the one who got everybody together. So the podium has a big Superman S on it, and Jamie Foxx was the host. And this comedian named Doug Williams came up, and he just got off on the wrong foot and never got back on it. And so Doug, just from his chair, just kept saying shit into the mic over the top of him. Gold.
Doug?
Doug what?
You said Doug kept...
I did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Jamie Foxx?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I want to say this to Emmett Smith, man.
I'm your conscience.
It is a pleasure...
Man, it sure did get hot in here. Am I fucking up right now? I'm your conscience. I really don't need to be up here right now. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
When your brother starts making itch. Money, you can't tell him shit.
I'm your conscience.
All right.
I wish I was in a movie with Jamie.
Maybe you're right about that.
48 hours.
You are right about that.
72 hours.
In fact,
I don't know.
In fact, nigga, I need a co-signer. Can you co-sign on the car for me?
I just did another joke that didn't go over. I'm your conscience.
You know, actually, I have seen this. Now that you explained it, I have seen it.
Dear Noah, you're an idiot.
I have not, so I will see it sometime.
Wait.
So according to Rotten Tomatoes, Stealth, one of the worst reviewed movies of all time.
Woohoo!
Soloist, 55% fresh. I guess he was in Dreamgirls. But yeah, as with Tim, I don't immediately see Jamie Foxx near top billing and think, oh, got to see it.
I wouldn't say that either, but I wouldn't say that brings the movie down necessarily either.
I wouldn't necessarily say that either. I'm just saying.
Tom Cruise is huge, but he's not really an actor I seek out. I'm not like, oh, fuck. I mean, usually he's in movies I want to see, not like he's the reason I want to see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, that movie looks kind of interesting. I want to see it.
Speaking of which, did you see Night and Day?
Not yet. It's in my queue. Did you, Tim?
Danelle says I should see it. She says it's good.
She said that a while ago, right? Like, she saw it in the theaters, didn't she?
Probably.
I mean, I kind of want to see it, but...
business.
A lot of movies now, I'm just like, I can wait.
Well, yeah, you got that movie theater in the front of your house now.
You mean in my house?
In the front of your house, yes.
Oh, okay.
In your front room.
Not really in the front room.
I thought you meant in the front of my house, like, you know, when I go outside, there's, like, just movie theater.
Oh, I thought it was in the front bedroom.
It is. The way you said it made me think something else in a different context. Not in the front, like, of that. My actual, like, in my house, in the front of the house, like, in the front yard.
No, then I would have said in front of, not in the front of.
Gotcha.
That's one of those weird things with English. I mean, there are people who would say in the front of my house, meaning, like, the front yard. And I would never say that.
That's because you are a penis wrinkle.
That's regional uses of the language.
Regional uses of my balls.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Gerard Butler, like Jamie Foxx, somebody that I don't seek out a movie for. Like, I've enjoyed movies that he's been in, but as a whole, I don't think that he has ever made any of those movies.
He made all the movies.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, Yeah, I don't know. I guess you're right. I mean, like, 300, I mean, he was good in 300, but I don't know if it was him or just the role. Like, I don't know if, you know, someone else could have done that role. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think anybody else with the, like, incredible six-pack abs could scream, "This is Sparta!" And then go to super slow-mo while he goes kick and just kicks the guy right into the well.
What? I don't think
my agent couldn't get me an audition.
I don't think Tim could do it. I don't think he would sell the role.
I would sell it.
Tim would sound so whiny as Leonidas.
This is Sparta!
No, he'd be like,
"What the fuck, dude? That's not how I sound. What the
it
fuck?
It is when you're mad."
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it is right now. You're getting squeaky.
Go fuck yourself.
You know what Tim would do? He'd be like, "This is..." Sorry. "This is Sparta."
See? That's mocking, Andy. You're just making up shit. I'm going to make up shit about you, asshole.
Yeah. I was not... I was not as impressed with Law-Abiding Citizen as I wanted to be. Like, the preview made it seem much cooler than the execution.
Yep.
And it's just one of those movies where it's like it goes and you're like, how is he going to get out of this?
Yeah, and then it's just sort of like at the end, it's all like, oh, and all the pieces fall neatly into place. Boom, boom, boom. It was like they were running out of film, like, shit, we got to wrap this up. Like, stuff happens, mostly off camera.
Yeah, I didn't like the way it ended.
Me neither.
And the fact that, yet again, I knew how the ending was going to be from the trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was just talking about... Oh, Megamind.
Megamind.
God damn it.
Why are you blaspheming?
Because no one just stuck... Well, it's not against my god. I didn't say Thor, damn it.
Did you hear that, Tim?
Hear what?
Megamind.
What's wrong with that?
Noah's got it stuck in my head now.
Don't you remember we kept doing it one episode, irritating him?
That's all it takes?
We were doing it a lot.
I've been crafting all these fat jokes and croc jokes, and I could just sing the Megamind song?
It's not that it annoys me, like, right this second. It's that I know that later today, I'm just going to be doing something, and all of a sudden in the back of my head is going to be Megamind.
Megamind.
Oh, fuck you both.
Megamind.
Megamind.
You should totally listen to this episode when it comes out, Andy.
Oh, God.
We should.
You know
we,
what?
I have a sneaking suspicion I know what the link noise is going to be.
Megamind.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyhow.
Speaking of movies, which we sort of still are, you know what's not as shitty as I thought it would be? The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Because, I'm not a big... Nick Cage is another person I'm like, eh. And then I was talking about it with Danelle last night. I was like, yeah, Nick Cage annoys me. And she's like, really? Well, do you like any Nick Cage movies? I'm like, well, I like The Rock and Con Air. And I liked Face Off.
It's not like you said Cunt Air.
Yeah, Cunt Air.
Cunt Air. I like Cunt Air. I like just you know, stand in front of a cunt.
That's like the all like lesbian version of Con Air.
And it's way hotter.
They just go up in a plane and have lesbian sex.
And
queef, woman, queef.
What? No.
Cunt Air.
Stop it.
And this instead of this time saying give me back the money, they say give me back the rabbit. For the rabbit vibrator. Boom.
What?
The rabbit vibrator. Don't you know the rabbit vibrator?
Yeah. Going in my butt right now, but
yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, and I liked both the National Trade Center, National Treasures, and I liked.
Wait, did you say both National Treasures?
Yeah, I actually liked them both.
Wow, have you Tim seen got both? Some low standards.
Have you seen them both?
Yes.
Liar.
No, I have
Stop
seen.
Stop it!
Ow,
shut the fuck up.
Fuck me. You know what one of the downside of having the long, luxuriant lashes is? Like shards of fucking glass when they get in your eye.
Doesn't your child have the long, luxurious lashes?
Yes, he does.
You pass that shit
he
on.
Got them from me.
You could be an eye model.
Oh, if there wasn't so much fat around them. or the bags underneath them for my son who wakes up with nightmares in the middle of the night.
Well, in case any listeners were wondering about the thread that just got dropped, I was trying to say that I didn't like Nick Cage and then listed a bunch of Nick Cage movies that I liked, and that was the joke, but now it's dead. Thanks, fuckers.
Well, did you ever see Lord of War?
I think I saw Shut the Fuck Up, Andy.
That was a pretty good movie.
I think that may be my favorite Nick Cage movie.
Shut the Fuck Up, Andy?
Yep, Shut the Fuck Up, Andy.
He had to put on like 200 pounds to play Andy.
I know. It's a musical, too. He just comes out dancing.
But he didn't have to wear a wig for this role.
Oh, it was another dig at you.
It was actually a dig at both of you.
Oh, was it?
Okay. No, not you. I meant both him and Nick Cage.
Gotcha. Nick, I used to like Nick Cage, and then he just started coming out with shit movies. Like, there's a lot of movies I like that he was in, like Con Air, The Rock.
What? Where? How?
You know, he's a quirky actor, but yeah, then he just, all these movies, I'm just like, oh, really, Nick? Hey, he just doesn't give it up. He's got like two or three movies coming out right now. Or no, one that just came out, Season of the Witch. The other one come out, like, Drive from Hell, or whatever that's called. I'm sure he's got another one in the can.
Yeah, he puts it in the can.
And people keep hiring him.
My wife saw the Season of the Witch thing. She's like, oh, that movie looks interesting. I'm like, did you see the release month? She goes, yep. I'm like, it will be shit.
Drive Angry 3D is what you're thinking of?
Oh, yeah, okay.
And, yeah, he's got several movies in post-production right now. He's got The Hungry Rabbit Jumps, which just sounds awesome. Trespass, yeah. Another, I'm sure that's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
The Croods, which is not even a word.
Where he plays Grug, which is also not a word. I'm going to guess that's an animated feature.
And filming right now, Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance.
Oh, yeah, woo! That. But his movies don't do that great, do they?
They do all right. Like National...
Lately?
Both the National Treasures did well.
Well, I mean, but like since then, like Baycock Dangerous, Next, Knowing, G-Force.
He was in G-Force?
He did a voice.
Apparently.
Well,
oh, okay. I will say he was good in Kick-Ass. I'll give him that.
Yes, he was.
Have any of you seen the preview for Brown Bunny, the new Mel Gibson movie written and directed by, or I think it might be good.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. No one will see it.
Isn't that the movie where Chloe Sevigny gives the dude a black blowjob?
No, not that one.
What? What's Andy talking about?
Maybe is it called Brown Bunny? I could be thinking maybe it's called something else. Maybe it's just called Bunny. Andy's talking about a Vincent Gallo film where
Vincent Gallo and Chloe Sevigny, whatever,
gives him a blowjob until completion.
Wow. Well, I think they call that a porn.
Completion's implied.
No,
he doesn't like pull it out and jizz in her face or anything. He just pulls it back out and it's kind of a little softer. Trust me, I've seen it.
I bet
you
have.
Just the best part.
You love it.
I thought you don't see any of the jism?
I don't think so.
Okay. For some reason, I thought
just
you
some
did.
Spit.
Maybe I just add that in my mind. I'm sorry. It's not Brown Bunny. It's the beaver.
You know, Brown Bunny, beaver.
So they kind of look like the same thing.
So very close.
You know, if you rip the bunny's ears off and shove them up its ass, it'll look just like a beaver.
I will see it.
Of course you will. Jew hater.
You know.
Self-hating black person? How about that?
Nah, whatever. I like cinema.
Bangkok Dangerous made $15 million domestically. So there's
15?
That. Yeah. 1.5. Knowing made just shy of $80 million.
I was going to say, I thought Knowing did a little better than that.
Wow. That was not very good.
No, it was not. It had such potential, though.
Oh, and Next. Let's find out what Next
had. And God,
had
it was
do.
Completely different than the short story it was supposedly based on.
I mean, I guess Next would have did all right. It just wasn't that good. The premise was interesting.
No, Next didn't do that well. $18 million.
Whew.
Domestically.
Wait, Next is the one I was thinking of. Not Knowing. Knowing was the one that was all like, the end of the world is coming and I'm decoding the secret code.
Right, and Next was where he could see, like,
yeah,
into the future or see all
Next was the one I was thinking of where it was completely different than the short story.
So there's one point in the movie, which I never got, is like, he's like, tells the girl to set her watch, like, 10 minutes ahead, or however many minutes ahead. But they never come back to say, like, why he said to do that. I was like, what the fuck was that for?
Did you watch the deleted scenes where it's all explained?
No, I saw it in the movie theaters, and I did not re-rent it.
What? It sounds like you're the number one Next super fan.
No.
Did they actually explain it in deleted scenes, Tim, or are you
how
just
the fuck would
a...
I know? I didn't even see it in theaters.
No, he doesn't know, but he's just saying it.
Alrighty.
My point is he didn't do his due diligence.
I'm sorry. But maybe I assume they should explain all the shit in the movie.
Speaking of Mel Gibson, did we talk on Tancast about the fact that Winona Ryder claims that years ago he referred to her as an oven dodger?
Wow.
What's an oven dodger?
He found out that she had Jewish blood in her and...
Oh! Nice!
Really?
Yeah,
that's
or that,
how you wanna,
like, that like one of her great-grandparents or something like that was in the Holocaust and yeah.
Nice! Good one, Mel. Hadn't thought of that. I'm going to jot that down.
One in Mel's column. Dink. Oh, man. That guy.
About time someone straightened out Winona fucking Ryder.
Fucking stealing shit.
Years ago.
Yeah.
It's still fresh in my mind.
15 years ago.
Getting cut out of the fucking Star Trek movie almost entirely. Here's Spock's mom. Ah, fuck it.
So she had way more scenes?
Yeah.
Why'd they cut her out?
Pacing.
They had shit to do. Yeah, Spock, like, making goo-goo eyes at his mom wasn't really doing it for him.
Well, they were going to start with the birth of Spock and then the birth of Kirk, but then they realized the birth of Kirk was a better way to start, but then they couldn't put the birth of Spock after it because the fans would be like, Spock was born before Kirk, why did you do that? So they just cut it out.
Yep.
Well, they could just done those one of those things like 5 years in the past or blah, blah, blah.
That's not the movie they were trying to make, Noah. I think they knew what they were doing.
I don't
they
think
made
it
like $300 million off that movie, so.
Maybe they would have made $400 million if they did the way I thought.
Not likely.
Maybe.
Maybe. We don't know. We never will.
How many $400 million grossing movies have you made or contributed to?
How many movies have I made? Hmm?
That's my point.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know how much money my movies would make.
I do. Zero.
No, you don't.
You'd be like, be wishing for that knowing bank. Like, fuck, why couldn't I get some of that movie. Sweet next teat?
Do you think Kevin Smith's movies are getting worse as he goes?
Yes.
Like, I was just thinking back, I don't know why, I was thinking about Chasing Amy. I'm like, that was such a good movie.
I think it was because it was such a personal story. It focused on the characters and the dialogue, and absolutely nothing about where the camera was placed, how it was moving, whatever.
So you think maybe you should go to more personal stories, go back?
Yeah, stop trying to make polished movies and go back to making good, quirky, crazy dialogue that, like, you know, speaks to our generation.
I think the problem is he doesn't have as compelling a personal story to tell anymore because now, personally, shit is going all
right. Yeah, you're right.
Got a hot wife, kid, got some money.
Yep.
Bunch of people around him who are not going to tell him.
But
that
he has, like, a lot of funny stories from his past that he tells, you know, in some podcasts.
Yeah, but they may not be as, like, vibrant anymore for him.
Right.
Maybe, like, he can reflect back on them, but they're not just, like, right in front of his head where he can pull them out and stick them on the
That guy seems to remember fucking details. like listen to him, I'm like, how the fuck does he remember that shit? Like, I don't remember that shit.
Either that or he's really good at filling in stories.
True. He could be just making shit up.
Yep.
Kind of.
He really
like,
could.
Like, you know, just giving you the basic framework and just filling in funny details.
Yeah. I like Ben Affleck was like, you always come off very pithy in these stories that you tell, but I doubt you said that at the time.
Ben Affleck needs to get more credit. That guy is funny.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Done. We just gave him credit. Ben Affleck is funnier than people think he is. Ben Affleck, take another look.
And he's a decent director so far.
You know what Kevin Smith should write a movie about now? Fat guy trying to get home, can't get on the airplane.
Fat man on a plane?
Yeah, I even got the title for him, Being Fat.
No, Too Fat to Fly. He's already got the title.
Yeah, you're right. Damn it.
Hmm.
Curse you, Kevin Smith, being cleverer than I once again.
That might be a funny movie.
Yes, it would be. Especially if he played, like the lead role or himself. That would be amusing.
Like, he gets kicked off a plane, and then, like, he has to get somewhere within a certain amount of time? Or is that what you're thinking, or what were you thinking?
Yeah, something like that. But, you know, most of the comedy is just derived from the situation in the airport. You can create some sort of MacGuffin that he's got to do, and then he does it somehow at the end, and it's a heartwarming ending.
Yep.
Because you got to get the families involved.
And how broad do you want to play it, Tim? Do you want it to be like everyone reacts to him as if he was about three times as wide as he really was? Like he's a heavy guy, but people walk around him like they're trying to squeeze between him and a wall, but there's like feet in between?
they launch their bodies towards them as though gravity is pulling. Ah! Why are you so dense?
Yeah, there can be like this one asshole like steward or something like that. Like Jay Muse or something, who just, no matter what he says, like, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Too much fat around your mouth. No matter what happens, is always just back to the fat.
Did you see my blog about Red State?
Yes, and I read it.
What'd you think?
It was good.
All right. I was going for counter opinions or discussion on the topic, but not just, you know, a random ego stroke. Tim write good.
Tim write good. You do write good, actually.
I actually checked that one for typos, so hopefully there aren't any.
I mean, yeah, you got a point. I think he's just, you know, I don't think he's that naive. I think he knows what the title would imply.
For those of you who haven't read it, even though I just put a link, I'm sure, in the show notes, basically he has a movie called Red State, which is a horror movie. And I was like, oh, it's going to be some sort of horror movie that, you know, makes a political point. And then someone brought that up on Twitter, and he's like, no, it's not. It's a horror movie. Red stands for blood. And acts like the person's an idiot.
But isn't it like kind of a religious horror movie?
Yeah.
So it's not just a horror movie. Well, I mean, I guess a lot of horror movies all have like some type of underlying message that's not just, you know, him killing people, you know, commentary on society and whatnot.
Yeah. And it's based on that Phelps Church. I can't remember. Is that the Westboro Baptist one?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, like, one character's based on that guy. But he's like, yeah, there's nothing political about it. I'm like, well, then why call it Red State?
Well, I understand why he did the red for blood, but did you ever explain why he put state?
Yeah, his amazing Twitter explanation was because Dawn... Oh, fuck, he came up with a bunch of other red movie titles. He goes, Dawn, blank, blank, and blank were all taken. I'm like, that's not a good fucking reason, you fat fuck. Kevin Smith irritates me!
But then you love him at the same time.
You see, I'm
gonna
go with him.
Then you go to his defense.
That's what I was telling somebody. It's like, if I wasn't a fan, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, oh, look, somebody's saying stupid shit that I don't care about.
That's what always cracks me up when people are like so like against, you know, this not movies, but just against iPhone. It's like, oh, the iPhone, it's fucking up. Look, they're fucking up. It's like, wait, why do you care so much if you don't like the iPhone? Like, if you don't like it, just ignore them. Be like, hey, I don't like the iPhone. I'm going to pay attention to my Android over here. Like, people just get all at large about shit they supposedly don't care about.
People love to like, feel like they're rooting for something and then celebrate the failure of something else.
Yep.
Like they love to try to divide people into teams and then be on the winning team and hate on the losers.
Yep.
This is so true. Cocktail?
Yes.
And
it's so annoying. Like, people are just pissing on Macs and pissing on PCs. I'm like, relax. They both have their good points. They both have their bad points. I use them both. You don't have to be like fucking religious about it.
No, you know, it's like, use whatever one you like.
Yeah.
Well, you're a fucking retard because you like PCs. Oh, you're a fucking retard because you like Macs. You're a liberal martini-sipping douchebag.
You got viruses. Well, you pay a lot more. Did you just make a fart noise?
I just laughed and it exploded out of my mouth uncontrollably. Liberal martini-sipping douchebag. Wasn't ready for that.
Thank you.
I will see Red State on DVD. I don't have high hopes, so. Sorry, Kevin.
Yeah, and his next movie is Hit Somebody, which is a hockey movie.
Which could be good.
That could be really good.
Yeah.
I mean, he likes hockey, and it could be a slap. Not slap. Is that what it's called? No. Slap shot? What's the famous hockey movie?
Miracle?
The famous funny hockey movie.
Mighty Ducks.
Before that.
No.
Slap
funny.
Shot. Is Slap Shot?
Are you talking about the one with what's his head? The dude that's dead?
Paul Newman?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's Slapshot.
That is Slapshot.
Okay. Yeah, it could be, you know, something along the lines of that.
If it's like Miracle, then maybe. But, yeah, I'm not that into hockey, so I'm not that excited about it.
I think he's into it, and that's what could make it better. Well, I guess for people who are into hockey, there might be a lot of in stuff that I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that's about.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. However, I started listening to Pucknuts. Just because they keep referencing it on Tell 'em Steve Dave. So I listened to an episode. I would say, I didn't even finish the episode, but like, of the half hour I listened to, maybe 10 minutes were about hockey. I was like, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, so like, just them rambling about random shit like they do on Tell 'em Steve Dave?
Yeah, I was like, this is just basically bonus Tell 'em Steve Dave with occasional hockey content you have to ignore.
Huh. I don't think I'm not going to sign on.
You can't take any more?
I can't. Gretchen, come on. Come on. Come on, Gretchen. Jump.
See, I knew Noah had that voice.
What, the high-pitched voice?
Yeah, that's your ooze-a-boo voice.
Jesus, Gretchen, calm down. All right.
She humping your leg?
No.
I love your face.
She just wants to lick my face, or she's like, give me attention. Rub my belly. I will lick your head and nudge you and claw at you until you do.
Pet my belly. Pet it.
I guess sometimes she sits by the door while I'm podcasting, like, wanting to be let in. Like, I want to go in there. What's going on?
Like my cats do.
Except she's not like he cat and won't push open the door. Of course, our door has a latch, so even if she did push against it, it wouldn't matter. Oh, man, she runs to the screen. And it's messed up, but it's funny at the same time. That, yeah, she's like, sometimes she didn't see the screen doors closed for, you know, to her backyard, and she'll come running. Boom, I'm like, oh, Jesus.
It's like, I want to be outside with you. Oh, shit, my head.
You're okay, delicious. Aren't you? I'm glad she's not a bigger dog, because if she's a bigger dog, she'd probably just rip through that.
Just go through. Fuck your screen, nigga!
Wipes her feet on it. Fuck your screen!
Bruh! Oh, yeah!
Dog aid!
Dog aid. Oh, yeah! Kool-Aid would be delicious right now.
Man, I don't know what I ate yesterday, but my shit was backing up all day.
Oh,
heartburn!
Mine was the opposite. Tim and I were like the yin and yang. There was no backup.
It was all out.
Sometimes I'm surprised about the amount of poop that comes out of me at one time. Like, sometimes I'm done, there's just like a pile, like a little mound, a little volcano of poop. I'm like, Jesus Christ, how is that all in me?
Yeah, I'm always surprised when I can poop and get it above the water.
Yes. Lawrence is like, when you poop, it's just like that poop is way too big for that hole. It's all turned sideways. It's like, I ain't going down. Hold on for dear life.
You try to flush it, and it looks like just a drowning man trying to hold on to the two sides while the shark's trying to eat him in some horror movie. He's like, oh, no! Just sliding back with the two little arms.
I wonder if they're ever going to be a toilet that has like a thing that comes out that just cuts poops in half.
That's some sawdust you don't want to get
more on. Like a little rotor that just kind of spins. Bloop, bloop.
And so I totally imagine just like a little flash of a blade, like a little ninja. Just
a ninja.
Like that little blender thing comes out and you just close the lid, put it on frappe.
That'd certainly make sure that the fucking paper doesn't clog the toilet ever.
Who wants a smoothie?
Oh.
Oh, no. Too soon.
Poopy smoothie.
I'm absolutely convinced that the low-flow toilets in my house waste way more water than the old toilets that, like, I grew up with would have. Because there are times where I have to flush those things so many fucking times.
How many times do you have to flush them?
So many fucking times. I just said that. Like, you put a little bit of paper in, and you gotta flush it, or else the fucking thing's gonna clog. There are times when, like, you poo and then go, okay, well, I'm going to flush now and then put paper in and it's already clogged, like your poo has clogged the toilet.
Okay, I was going to say, because you, as I recall, you wipe a shitload.
He takes a shower.
But over time?
He puts baby powder on there.
I like to take care of my butthole.
He goes through a roll of toilet paper and the same shit.
You need the bidet, my friend, or one of those Japanese toilets. Squirt your butt.
Yep, I definitely want one of those. That would be wonderful. Delicious.
I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, I wouldn't taste it.
It's ill-advised.
Someone's missing the point of a bidet by a long shot.
It's like spring water.
Oh, no! They put Kool-Aid flavoring in it.
Oh, lots of sugar.
Oh, wait. It's chocolate.
Oh, you're making me want Kool-Aid right now.
Yep, nothing like a bidet to whet your appetite for some Kool-Aid.
Do you remember how much Kool-Aid I would drink back in the day when we lived together?
Yes.
Do I remember how much drink you drink all the time? Yes.
Do you remember trying to scrub the fucking Kool-Aid stains out of the surface when we were moving out?
Oh, yes. Kool-Aid does stain.
Yes. Good lord. I was wondering what the inside of you must look like after just seeing the countertops. I'm like, I think Noah's got purple innards.
It's like purple. I never had purple poops. Or peas, as I recall.
Well, you wouldn't have purple peas.
Or red.
Purple poops, that I would have expected.
Purple poops.
What, wouldn't it be purple pea over poop? Because it's liquid?
No, because the pea is just the excess water that's being filtered directly out of your blood. Poo is the only thing connected directly to the head hole.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, it's not like it gets halfway through you and it's like, all right, solid this way, liquid that way. There's no like little diverter.
Well, I thought maybe it got absorbed differently and that made it go to the bladder.
No, and if it's something small, I don't think dye is even small enough to get absorbed into your blood directly. At least not while it's still a solid.
Learning something new every day.
The more you know.
But I mean, but it does get processed for you, the liquid that you drink, but you're saying all the other stuff gets removed and then dye just goes out your butthole.
Yep.
And only the water.
Waters, salts, stuff like that, that all...
Salt comes out of your pee? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't ever remember hearing the pee is salty.
It's salty.
Have you tried it, Tim?
And full of, well, not really ammonia, but urea.
No, because people drink their pee to stay alive.
Yeah.
Why would you drink salt water to stay alive?
to not dehydrate.
I think Tim's point is it would make you dehydrate. That's why they don't drink ocean water.
Well, I don't think that pee is necessarily as salty as ocean water. It also has urea in it, which is not terribly good for you. The very fact that your body's trying to filter that shit out and get it out with all the excess water means this is not a good long-term solution.
But they say pee is sterile. So what do they mean by that?
It is sterile because it's just liquid that's being filtered out of your blood, like through, like imagine the world's finest cheesecloth, and you're taking just a ton of like lumpy, gooey blood and squeezing it really hard, so you're getting just the liquid part out, and all the solid bits, the cells and everything, continue on their way. So you're just dumping the inside content of the cheese cloth back into the blood pool. So you're just taking some of the liquid out.
So then why would salt come out with the liquid? Salt is not liquid.
But the salt isn't, it's not like cubes of salt, it's just little tiny ions in the liquid with the water. Sodium ions and chlorine ions are smaller than water molecules. So if you can squeeze water out, you can definitely squeeze sodium and chloride out. But then even urea, so uric acid, the stuff that makes it smell funny and that eventually turns it into ammonia, even that is fairly small and gets squeezed out and
all right, let me see
of.
If I understand what you're saying. So I could eat a bunch of chlorine and then pee in the pool and I'd be doing everyone a favor.
Yes.
All right.
Because you'd be dead. And that's definitely doing everyone a favor.
That's not how you were expecting it to go.
That's not how I was expecting it to go, but it was certainly not an unforeseen possibility.
And it was funny. Isn't that right, Gretchen?
Yeah, I was going to say, Tim doesn't typically just dust those little jewels off and then stand back from them like that without knowing exactly what he was doing.
No, I was going for my joke, but I knew the risks. I'm like, this set me up for a counterattack, but
I knew the risks that were involved.
Joke.
I made an informed decision.
Sometimes you have to sacrifice some of your chess pieces in order to move ahead.
Fair enough. But I think I just raped your queen.
Hot.
Mm-hmm.
My queen's a dude. I got a game in San Francisco.
All right. Well, I hope he likes butt sex, because that's what he's getting.
Well, one would assume, but...
Not necessarily. Maybe he just likes frottage.
This dude who identifies himself as a queen, I would assume he's at least partial to to butt sex.
Ass, titties, ass, and titties.
Ass, titties, titties, ass, and titties. Big booty bitches. I found a new ass song.
Yeah?
It's called Ass Everywhere. Ass everywhere, ass everywhere.
I like that Gretchen was there to accompany you on that. It's called Ass Everywhere. Jingle, 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 jingle.
She's shaking her ass.
Watch yourself. Shake your ass. Show what you're working with.
And here's a link. This is a type of music called Sissy Bounce.
Sissy Bounce, eh?
Yes.
Sissy Bounce.
What a sissy.
Sissy Bounce. Sissy
oh,
bounce.
Lovely. My Firefox is completely hosed up, froze up.
Force oh, I'm going to have to edit out whoever is currently listening to it.
That's Noah.
Because I can fucking hear it.
Yep.
Which means your mic can hear it.
You got my ass everywhere?
I guess. I don't know. I can't.
Whatever it was, we heard.
That was ass everywhere.
All right. Well, your ass everywhere is getting everywhere, Noah.
It's off now.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Since we're approaching an hour and I want to make sure I get this out. Tim?
Yo.
I was thinking water wings might qualify as clothing. Then I thought, no, I'm going to qualify them as sports equipment. Then I decided they're not sports equipment because they specifically say on them not to be used as a flotation device or sports equipment or whatever. So my final ruling, water wings are not clothing. They are a toy.
Although, so on that same line, I don't think ski boots would be clothing for the same reason water wings aren't clothing. Like, you don't go out wearing ski boots to cover up things. You wear out ski boots for a specific purpose.
Yes, but you can walk around in the ski boots if you really, really wanted to.
And you can walk around water wings if you really, really want to. Like, I think they go hand in hand. If one's clothing, the other one's clothing. If one's not clothing, the other one's not clothing. That's my opinion.
Well, the ski boots are going to continue to cover your feet and do what clothing is supposed to do.
But what is the definition of clothing? You ever see those shrugs where people wear it and just covers, like, their upper back and their upper arms?
Yeah, that still warms you up.
But that didn't really cover much. Same as water wings, so...
Yeah, it still warms you up.
Clothing doesn't necessarily have to warm you up.
What if I just wanted to warm my biceps? Like, hey, my biceps are chilly, but the rest of me is fine. I'm going to throw on some water wings and make a splash at this party. See what I said there? Make a splash. See how I did that?
I see what you did.
We saw that.
Crafted. Well crafted.
According to Wikipedia, the primary purpose of clothing is functional as a protection from the elements. They also enhance safety during hazardous activities such as hiking and cooking by providing a barrier between the skin and the environment.
So by that definition, an apron is clothing. And if they're enhancing safety, then what enhances safety better than flotation device when you're
But they specifically say on them that they do not enhance safety. And in fact, as I recall, water wings are dangerous.
Even more so than their clothing, then.
Are you thinking of those people who got their heads pulled off because they were wearing the long scarves and the motor cars with the spokes on the wheels?
Nope. But clearly you are, and you know something about it, so I say you have the floor.
That was pretty much it. There are a couple of famous cases where people were wearing long scarves, you know, like the 1920s or whatever, the long, like, flowy, fucking 15-foot-long scarves in cars without tops on them, and the wheels had spokes, and the end of the scarf wound up in the wheels, and pop goes the weasel.
That's gotta suck!
Yeah, a little bit. I bet you weren't expecting that when you went out for a drive that day. I'm just gonna take a jaunt down to the grocery store.
I am so stylish.
I was listening to Distorted View, and there was a story about a guy who was putting shit in the wood chipper, and then he's like, oh, I need to, you know, compact this down so I can get more shit in there, and then stepped in it.
Why the fuck would you do that?
And I think you know how this story ends.
Oh. Oh.
However, his son tried to help him out, so, like, it didn't happen. He wasn't just like, and he got sucked in. He's like, ah! And the son's, like, trying to pull him out, and it doesn't work, and he's dead.
So he got completely sucked in?
I think he was able to stop it, but not before it had damaged enough of him that he was too far gone.
What? The whole point of a wood chipper is, like, it
pulls things in.
Yeah, like, it will compact itself. Like, why would you need to compact it more?
I don't know.
Wood chippers are not fail-safe items.
But you know,
like, fucking, I've seen Fargo. I know what the score is.
I guess some would say that is natural selection.
Well, no, because he already had a kid.
Natural selection would be he held on to his kid on the way through.
Wouldn't natural selection? Well, because parents, like, you know, if you have a kid, you know, I mean, this is taking it to extreme, but you know, it could have some mutation that makes it better to survive, and then you die off. Isn't that kind of how natural selection works?
Yeah, and
so the kid was smarter than the dad.
Well, that's not really natural selection. Natural selection would be that over time, whole, people who are stupid enough to step in wood chippers would tend to have fewer kids because they're, like, less fit to pass their genes on. So their genes wind up in fewer and fewer of following generations.
I have a question for you, Andy.
Yes?
So, when animals, like certain dogs, for example, are prone to do certain things, like, for example... our dog is part dachshund, which they tend to burrow. Now, were they trained to burrow, or that was just something naturally that they did, so that's what they used them for?
Yeah, it's like they selected the dogs that were more likely to burrow.
On their own, just for whatever reason.
Yep. And so they gradually bred that trait into the breed.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's sort of like, oh shit, what are they?
Black people.
The collies. Oh. Collies are more likely to try to... kind of like herd animals together, so it makes it easier for them to actually be used as like shepherd dogs.
Interesting.
I wonder if that started off as a like, you know, some sort of instinct for hunting, or like the pack would try to herd all the animals together, because then there you can whoever pops out of that big blob, you can pick them off at the edges.
Ah,
what was that, Tim?
I said rah. I hit the table with the mic cord caught on the table as I was moving. I said rah. There you go.
Delicious.
Way to add to the conversation, Tim. What do you think about this, Tim? Bah! That is a solid point.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it that way before, but sure.
Oh, shit. I forgot to mention, I've been going through my old VHSs.
Who you been fucking?
What?
Who you been fucking?
Yeah, clearly. I was going through my old VHSs, burning them to DVD so I can get rid of them, so we can get them out of what will soon be the baby's room.
Mm-hmm.
And I found some stuff of me and Andy in college. Holy shit. We are two dorky motherfuckers.
What? You guys aren't sexy beasts?
And Andy was thin as shit.
Wait, was that college or high school?
High school. Oh, did I say college?
Yeah, you said college.
Sorry, high school. Woof. And I don't know if you saw that I Twittered this. This girl I had a huge crush on goes walking by, and like you hear me say to Andy, "Here, hold this." And I go running up to her and go, "Hi, Holly." Like this is that's it. That's the move. What do you need to do?
Yep.
Got the camera recording. Ran up to her, shoved it in her face. Why are you not sucking my dick? What?
More.
No, this is not the Holly I think it is, right?
No.
No.
No. God no.
Isn't it wonderful to look back? You're like, fuck, I looked awkward. Fuck, I acted awkward.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're just being so stupid. Oh, God, it's so horrible. And, like, I can't post it because it all has Andy's face in it, but, oh, Jesus, yeah. God. Jesus Christ, God, save us all.
You can't watch some video and any magic and just put monkey face over all these scenes?
If I could learn, what is that program? The Adobe
After Effects.
I think I could do it in that. And then also I made a movie. Okay, so backstory. I was in a play called Olympus House, which is about the gods from Mount Olympus coming down to Earth in modern times and helping people out.
So I'm already laughing because I know all the punchlines for this.
And then so after the play was over, I was like, we should do a sequel. And I was deep into my Star Trek phase at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to make the sequel take place in Star Trek times, and it was called Star Trek Olympus House.
Yep,
and the gods were on a starship, and they had it was horrible. But anyway,
it looked like the Pantheon with warp nacelles.
Pretty much. But amazingly enough, I got all these teen girls to go. Yeah, I'll be in your stupid play, or what? It was like a movie. It was like I did an animated movie. Well, animated loosely, like.
And Pixar won't be knocking down your door.
No, they might be. Just be like, stop it.
You give us all a bad name.
You are devaluing animation as a whole by existing. We have to kill you. We have to send Marty McFly back in time to make sure your parents didn't fuck. You have to be erased from existence. But I was like, so I'm listening to like these 12-year-old girls just spouting technobabble. I was like, holy fuck, that is equal measures impressive and depressing.
Yep. You're like, why could I use my powers to get myself laid much sooner?
Exactly.
I had something. I don't know what it was.
I just like...
The phase inducers are fluctuating. I can't keep the containment field up much longer.
And that comes from the mouth of like a 13-year-old girl. I'm like, what the fuck?
You know what it was? They're all going, yeah, sure, I'll help my gay friend Tim.
He's so cute when he wants to make his movies.
Well, I think it was because I was 17. They're like, well, maybe he knows something I don't. You know, just hanging around this older boy, and then that's sure they're like, "Why?" Like, what the fuck was I thinking?
He doesn't know shit.
Although two of them wrote me on Facebook when I posted about it, and like, "Oh shit, can I have a copy? I remember that. That was fun." I was like, "What? No! It can't be." I was trying to explain some of it to my wife. I was like, "God, every moment I talk about it, it feels worse." Because she came in while I was recording the closing credits, and she's like, Robin Williams was in this? I was like, no, I used his audio from Mrs. Doubtfire, because there was one guy who I knew wouldn't come back to be, he played Zeus, and so I just had him, the Mrs. Doubtfire audio of Robin Williams singing Figaro, and she goes, but why does it say and Andy? And I said, because Andy burped at the end, and so I spliced the two together, and please stop asking me questions.
I'd almost forgotten about that burp.
why would you remember that? I remember that burp from 1985. That was a good one.
Oh, it was an epic burp.
It was pretty epic.
Right into the
microphone. It lasted a while, and then so the character of Zeus, like his mouth just slowly opens while Andy's like, and then when it's done, it's a close up of Zeus just smiling. It's, I burped.
Just grinning.
Perhaps the only funny moment in that movie. Well, the only intentionally funny moment in that movie.
I believe that I declared that burp to be delicious.
Tasty.
Tasty, that's right.
Oh, that was tasty. And then I was watching, I even made a preview for it. like any moment, this is going to be in theater, so I got to warn people.
warn people to stay at home.
But then I was watching it, and I was like, oh, shit, I remember the recording session for that because I messed up something, and I was like, fuck, penis, lots of juicy penis juices. That was how I got angry.
Oh.
He talked about penis uses. No wonder you gargle so much cum now.
Wasn't that the error message on your computer for a while? You going, fuck, shit, lots of juicy penis juices.
Probably.
Why don't you make more movies, Tim? What's going on, buddy?
It's a mystery.
No, oh, I'm serious. Why don't you make some movies?
Speaking of making movies, though, the next Kingdom Comedy will be out shortly after this Tancast is out. And it features guest voices from the Gentlemen of Tancast. You're in the background. It's from episode 46 where I spliced together all of us laughing.
I don't believe it was in my contract to show up on Kingdom of Comedy. I think we're going to have to renegotiate.
Yeah, I believe if you double-check your contract, under Section 4, it says, there is no contract. What are you looking at?
And I believe under Section 5, you'll see where it says, shut the fuck up, Noah.
I'm going to check. Let me just go get my copy.
Oh, also one something I was thinking of last night when I was listening to old episodes. We let Tancast Review Day come and go in 2010 without mentioning it or hoping or begging people to give us reviews on iTunes. However, someone threw us up a review on the 31st.
Yay!
So thank you, person. And thank you, future people who are going to put more iTunes reviews up.
Thank you, everybody. We love reviews.
I have to write another iTunes review carol for next year.
You got some time.
Yep.
It's going to be hard to rhyme 2011. 2009 was easy, and 2010 would have been, have I thought about it. December 30th, 2010, we're doing this shit once again.
Maybe get some baby babble in there.
Yeah, what's...
Not yet. What's 2011? I will threaten my baby if people don't review us. I'll dangle him over the balcony like Michael Jackson. Do you want me to drop this baby? Well, you better leave a fucking iTunes review.
I don't suggest you do that, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
What now?
I'm going to go out on a limb. But you know what? I think your baby's mech suit... We'll have something to say about it, too.
That mech suit is punchy.
Fuck yeah.
We were watching some movie where the latest Mentalist. One of the guys was on a date, and the girl was really into but he was on a date watching some Ultimate Fighting thing.
Yes.
And she was really into the fighting, and then she's like, you must hit people for your job. He's like, well, yeah, as a cop, it comes in. Oh, I'd love to see you hit people. And she just starts pounding him on the shoulder. She's like, I don't do that. My wife, she's like, I don't do that, so I expect an apology. She didn't say that, but that was like her attitude, like, meh, alright, what are you complaining about? Could be worse. Now get me a soda.
Wouldn't it be great if, like, abusive husbands did that? Well, at least I don't stab you. What?
Well, I don't stab you hard. I don't stab you that hard.
I only break your skin slightly.
There was that Crest commercial where he bets that if she brushes with his special Crest, her mouth will still be fresh at the end of the movie. And he goes, if I'm right, I get to go to Vegas with the boys. She goes, if you're wrong, you have to come with me to yoga. He goes, I love yoga. And they both start brushing their teeth, and they cut to the end of the movie. And he's like, well, she's like, you're right, still fresh. And they cut away, blah, 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 Crest. And they cut back, and he's doing this weird dance. He's sitting on the couch doing this dance with his hands up like, Vegas, Vegas. And I start laughing. She's like, no wonder you like this commercial. That's us.
Vegas. Vegas.
I constantly do hands up couch dances.
Do you really?
Things way less exciting than Vegas.
I save money on my car insurance.
Nope, way less exciting than that.
Farted.
I just bought some Skittles.
I'll be fast forwarding through the DVR and stop exactly at the point when the show starts. I'm like, oh, yeah, who's the master?
That's me. I'm the DVR master.
Life with Tim. Much less exciting than you think it is.
Or probably exactly as exciting as you think it is.
Yeah. We've done 132 previous episodes. I think people have got a pretty good window into the mind of Tim.
Ah, that is. That's something else I was thinking of when I was because I was looking for the laughs at the end of that Tancast episode. Mm-hmm. Thank you to, I believe, Jess, who commented about it in the comments section, which was how I found it. But so I was listening to old episodes. I'm like, this is nice. I have 130 odd episodes of something that I find funny, just banked, ready to go, hours of it.
Yeah, and we've passed 100, so. Like, we're totally up now where we can just sell ourselves into syndication. Who's that knocking on the door? Is that TBS?
I'm thinking Oprah. She's got a new network, right?
She does.
Come on, Oprah.
Put Tancast on the Oprah network.
Aren't we what you're looking for?
I told you about that. It's like, for fuck's sake, they already have Lifetime. This is Estrogen Central.
You get a car. You get a car. Oh, Oprah.
Completely credulous self-help quackery.
You talking about Oprah?
Credulous or incredulous?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just completely believes everything.
Ah.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Ginny Jones? She's still around?
She's dead.
I think somebody ate her. I think Ricky Lake ate her.
Like, her show pretty much, like, went off the rails, right, when that guy outed himself and the roommate killed him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that was one of those, you know, like, mass cultural learning moments where everybody goes, huh, maybe our shitty shows shouldn't fuck with real lives.
No one learned that. Our shitty shows still fuck with real lives.
Well, no, now we just don't have a host, like, trying to rope people into getting fucked with. We've got people who try out to be on reality TV shows, screaming at the top of their lungs, please fuck my life.
But now it's more behind the scenes. There's still producers, I'm sure, fucking with them.
Oh, probably.
And also editing.
Woo! Her Wikipedia entry, facts stop being presented in 1999. For Jenny Jones. There's nothing more about her. Like, she did that and did nothing else worthy of a Wikipedia entry.
Wow, but the Jenny Jones show lasted until September 12th of 2003.
Wow. Huh.
She's apparently also a singer.
Well, she has an official website.
How's that? How's
we
that
have an official website.
Well, right. I just
it's not hard to get an official website.
Maybe she's still actually doing
Yeah, it's a
doing,
couple
so.
Of bucks a year and you've got an official website.
She actually just posted that she made pie.
Delicious.
Yeah, hobo pie with some coffee grounds and some fucking Splenda.
I think she lives in L.A. Wait.
Yeah, I think she's one of the homeless people I saw pissing in the corner.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, she's active.
Clearly.
You're doing it, Jenny Jones. Well, active in our little blog area. I'm sure someone reads it.
Yeah, when you're unemployed, you can blog a lot. Trust me, I know.
Oh, Tim. I love you.
I don't know if it's true, but I think Tancast might be hurting my employment opportunities.
Really?
Do you tell people about it?
No! But okay. I think unlike you guys, if you Google my first and last name, you will find me. You will find Tancast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it can.
That is unfortunate.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought I had a pretty good pre-interview with this hotel chain that I was interviewing for, and then nary a callback.
They fucking Google. What the fuck is this shit?
I won't be Tancasting during work hours. Slow down, everybody. I'm not going to have the headset mic. Oh, 1 second. I'll check you in just a moment. Hey! Cum guzzling!
Is there a way you can disassociate yourself?
Not at this point. I'm pretty tangled in that. Like, I'd have to go through, like, post after post and disentangle myself.
Well, first, your last name is in the about, so I'd probably remove it from there.
Yep.
But I use the about for my comedy, so I should make a separate page that it... But I have so many things linking to tancast.com/Tim.
Yep.
Because I use it as my sort of catch-all website, as opposed to just having, like, a timbab.com or something.
Well, I mean, I think for the future, it'd probably be better to kind of detangle that. Like, you know, it won't happen right away, but maybe on later on the road, it'd be a little bit better. I mean, because people do Google people's names, look up on Facebook. So it's kind of like, you know, every place will do it, but it does happen, so.
Bastards.
Yep. Yeah, I'm mysterious for a reason, sir.
Yeah, but it's not like, I don't know, I don't feel like this would hint. It's not like, you know, the people who have pictures of themselves, like, drunk and, like, sticking their dick in things or, you know what I mean? It's just.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff that you do on your own time, people will think, oh, you know, well, this is going to affect his work.
Assholes.
Even if it may not. And it's not fair, but it happens.
Yeah, it is, in fact, ridiculous. But for some reason, a lot of bosses somehow manage to be assholes.
Just hire me, bitches. I work great during the day.
That's why I'm looking forward to working my way up the corporate ladder so I can be the head asshole in charge.
All right. Well, on the frightening thought of Andy being in charge, should we wrap this up?
Let's do it.
I'm already looking forward to what you're going to name this episode.
I have no idea. There was a lot of good ones in there.
Yeah, and honestly, on the last one, I had really hoped on the day that you were going to call the episode The Faint Taint of Taint, but Avoiding Hell on Technicality, way funnier.
I was like, I don't know that I was necessarily proud of the name I chose. I just didn't. The Faint Taint of Taint didn't grab me, and couldn't think of anything else, and so I just went with that.
Yeah.
Tim's process of elimination. Fuck it.
Yeah, well, it's like to the point where I saw that the episode was named Avoiding Hell on Technicality. I'm like, wow, that really sums up sort of what the whole site's about. that's not just apropos of that specific episode. That's our entire oeuvre.
Gesundheit.
Oeuvre.
Gesundheit.
I don't know. Are you supposed to pronounce that ending E? Fucking French is hard.
Fuck if I know.
French hurts my brain. Oh, and by the way, thank you for putting the Thor hammer up. That was wonderful.
Oh, yeah. That was harder to find than I thought. I thought there would be tons of nerd pictures of fucking Thor hammers. No?
Quick poll. Who's going to see Thor in the theater?
I know. I thought I was, but I thought I was going to see Tron, and I have yet to do that.
All right. I think I may. We'll see. Anyways, let's wrap this up.
All right.
Rappity-dappity-doo.
And once again, we're about to have, like, just crazy amounts of snowfall, so I'll be working from home tomorrow.
Woohoo! You can edit
the show. They're talking about up to an inch of ice on roads.
Ice.
Just,
ice,
just
baby.
Just ice. With, like, another 3 or 4 inches of snow on top of the ice. So,
to go.
Yeah, watch the news. You'll probably be reading shit about how many fucking accidents there are in Atlanta over the next 24 hours.
Andy. We live in California. There will be no stories on our news.
Oh, the last time we had this shit, CNN's in Atlanta, but yeah, like I was seeing stuff on like MSNBC and CNN and a couple of other like national news things about crazy blizzard in the south, 1,000 accidents in the Atlanta area.
Californians care about California. If it happened in Georgia, it may as well have happened on Mars.
Alrighty, fair enough.
I'm very much into the videos of people's like cars sliding around on ice, bumping into other cars. I'm like, why the fuck would you drive in that? What made you go, I need to go drive now?
Fuck, dude, I ask that of myself every time that we have snow or freezing rain or whatever, and people are just sliding down the hill in front of my house. I'm like, well, you're stupid. Bye-bye.
I don't get it. Like, I would look outside and be like, fuck that.
Yep,
I'll walk.
And I do. In fact, shortly after we nailed this all down and I've sent Tim my audio, I'm going to be hopping in the car, going out and buying some shit, and just planning not to leave the house for about 48 hours.
Got to stock up on the food.
Yeah, we're already stocked up on food. We're pretty good to go. Actually, I'm going to go get some...
There's no shock there.
I'm going to get some rock salt.
Some salt?
Yeah.
Rock salt?
Why don't you just pee?
That's a good question, Tim. I don't think my pee is that salty, but I'll taste it before I do.
Good call.
Thanks.
Give a little taste, a little sample.
Get one of those little spoons.
All right, like, buddy. You want to say bye-bye to everybody?
A little chef spoon.
Can you say bye-bye to everybody? Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Nice.
You got him trained well.
Uh-huh. Now if I keep him from peeing in the corners.
Buddy.
Mama,
thank you.
Mommy.
You locked her out, bud. Mommy. You turned around and slammed the door in her face. That's where mommy is.
Jesus, kid.
He came toddling in. Wife was right behind him, and he turned around and closed the door. So went, no.
He said no?
Yeah.
Nice.
No is like his favorite word, though. Like, he says no just all the time. They're like, hey, you want some candy? No. And he's shaking his head up and down.
Once they learn a word, they hold on to it.
Oh, yeah. Actually, no, I take it back. No is his second favorite word. What's that is his first. And he says it as a single word.
Penis is his favorite word.
No. But peep is right up there.
Beep?
Peep. That's his word for his penis. It's his peep.
Who taught him that?
Probably me.
That's going to get right confusing in a couple months, my friend.
You want to eat some peep? No!
Shoving marshmallows
down
his pants.
No! I mean no!
All right, we should wrap this up.
All right, I think we drugged that out enough.
All right. Good night, all right, everybody. Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. TanCast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast.
So why have you sent this events calendar for December 23rd? Oh, Jesus Christ. That is worth getting a screen cap of.
You asshole.
Asshole!
I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job.
Hmm.
Where's that from?
I'm your average white suburbanite slob. I like football and porno and books about war.
That'd be the Dennis Leary song, Asshole, Noah.
Yes.
There you go.
I was like,
Andy's taking forever.
Yeah.
Why tell him the answer when I could continue to speak the lyrics?
Andy is very tired.
Tim is very tired of dealing with Andy's bullshit.
Hmm. Tim is right to be tired.
Moo.
They opened up a Papa Murphy's near me. Is that the right one?
Fuck. Papa Murphy's?
Yes, Papa Murphy's.
Is that the one where you take it and bake it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. You take it. You take it all.
And they give me some coupons. I love me some Papa Murphy's. It's cheap and delicious. What more could you ask for? And it saves me some work. So I save money and I save work. Well, if I'm going to make it myself.
Yeah, my family used to do Papa Murphy's all the time. Enjoyed it.
I like their stuffed crust pizza. Mm-mm.
I don't think I've ever had that.
It is pizza-licious.
Is it? Is it pizza-rific?
It is.
It's
one of the better, well, you know, for the price, I would say it's one of the better pizzas I've had.
Does it give you a pizza-gasm?
Yep. I just shoot pepperoni out of my penis.
Oh, sausage.
I just do it all over my pizza. I eat it again. Just keep recycling it.
It's disgusting. And strangely compelling.
And kind of erotic.
Use the emergency transporter to beam 3 from the Defiant into sick bay.
Wait, what about me? There's 4 of us.
I know. Your head's blowing you.
Welcome aboard. Please feel free to be under arrest.
How can you do this to a fellow god? Your half-brother!
Ares, I would beam you back, but the Federation relies on peace to keep it functioning. We have no room for a god that keeps starting wars.
Captain, that seems a little harsh. Apollo, the Defiant's reactor core is in critical.
I'll stop starting wars, I promise!
Urania, get us out of here, full impulse. Melpomene, view screen off.
Apollo, no!
Yes! Olympus forever!
Urania, lay in a course for space dock, warp 6.
Course lay in!
Engage.